Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. Hey, magic makers, a great episode today. Today, we're going to explore a little bit more about spirituality. And I came to this place probably in the last 5 years. You know, I always believed that there was something bigger out there, but I didn't know how to describe it. And my first kind of sprinkling of this spirituality, if you will, was reading the book, The Secret. And, you know, it kind of uncovered, it kind of took me down a wormhole of this whole notion of spirituality, the universe, you know, what you think you bring about, all of that great stuff. And so my cerebral brain had to just figure out what the heck was this all about. And I have a great conversation with Naraini Gaya, and we talk about what the heck is spirituality. You know, how do you, you know, bring that into your life, you know, compared to organized religion? It's a wonderful conversation. And I can't wait to get your feedback. As always, have a listen. And if you feel compelled to leave me a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast, I greatly appreciate it. So have a listen to this great conversation with myself and Naraini. Hey, magic makers, it's this week's iTunes review. Amy W. Fitness says, Kim knows her stuff, keeps it real on all levels, 5 stars. Awesome podcast series on relatable topics that women deal with. Kim's advice, along with her sense of humor, is what everyone needs to find their fit girl magic. Well, thank you so much, Amy W. Fitness. That warms my heart. If you haven't yet left your review, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit rate, and then hopefully it's a 5-star hint, and leave me a review. Thanks. Okay, magic makers, do you ever have that person that you meet, especially as adults? You have that person that you meet that you're just like, I was supposed to meet you. You were supposed to show up today in my life, and we were supposed to like develop this relationship. Well, that is my guest today. Naraini is just like, she just is that person that just makes you take a deep breath. She might even tell you to take a deep breath, but she's the person who, when you're around her, you just feel like, and you know, before I even knew anything about her, she was just another girl at the retreat. And before I knew anything about her, I was like, now I understand why she's like this. She, for the past 20 years, Naraini has been on a path of service. She is a transformational guide. She's a woman of prayer. She has supported it through awakening of consciousness through her hands-on work. She's been a therapist. She has been an energy healer. She's been a yoga teacher, native ceremony, doula, spiritual life coach. My goodness. Been there, done that, and she is a rock star. And I can't wait to for you guys to just listen into this conversation, because I don't even know what we're going to say, but I know it's going to be really awesome. Hey, Naraini, how are you?
Hey, Kim. Yeah, thank you for that intro. It's always cool to hear people introduce you, you know, if you haven't had someone read your bio, even if you're not on a podcast, like just have someone read your bio. It's feels good. It's awesome. I'm happy to be here with you. I love your energy too.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So, Naraini, so we've had these back and forth conversations, but, you know, here you are, this girl from Jersey.
New York.
A girl from New York. And, you know, you and I were like pretty much the same. Like, you grew up and this is how life was supposed to be.
And then, you know, you just went on a very different path. Like, did you always know, did you always feel like, you know, there's more to life here? There's more than what I'm told.
If I go back into the mind of my child self, more so I would say that I thought, where does everything come from? And I was trying to understand how clothes and food and things, where they came from. And what was missing was the teaching that everything comes from the earth.
Right.
Which I found out later. And then the other thing that I thought as a kid, that there's something more is, in relation to that question, is there something more, was really not is there something more, but that there's someone else here. Like I could feel energy and spirits, but I didn't have the context to understand who that was until I read the book, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Remember that one?
Yes, yes, yes.
And so it was a book of a young girl talking to God about her life. And I hadn't been taught to talk to God as a Jewish girl. I was taught to say the prayers in temple and then move on with your life. But we didn't pray together or anything when I was a kid. So I sensed the invisible world. And I'd say my childhood was a little boring. You know, it's a little boring. I think there was an emptiness and a sadness in general. And so I was a seeker. You know, I wanted to find what life was about and had some understanding through my parents because they were educated and they were in therapy and they had some emotional understanding. So I had some psychological understanding of things, but not spiritual and not energetic. So I could say I was always a seeker of truth.
Right.
I can relate feeling like a seeker of truth when I was young child.
Yeah. So even back as a child, you always felt energy, but you just didn't know what to, how to label it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And children do.
Yeah. You
know, we are pure vibes.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's true. I think for those people I've chatted with who are empaths or more intuitive, they will always say like, yeah, I knew there was something different or in around me, but I didn't really, I thought everyone saw it too.
Right.
And, you know, so as you, you know, kind of went through your journey of life, at what point did you realize that, not everyone else has this feeling?
It's almost like, it wasn't like not everyone else has this feeling. It was more like if you think of it like this, like what you know as when you're younger, you know from your experience, but you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And not until you're adult do you know there's things that you don't know, but you know that you don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it was more like I just knew what I knew. And I followed the path of what I wanted. But I could feel that there was a suffering in that, that's really normal as a teenager coming into adulthood.
Yes.
So moving through the timeline of my past, I could see that there was a natural desire to be sovereign, to, and sovereign means to think for myself, to decide for myself, to know what I want. And I was automatically drawn to other seekers and people in inquiry about what was really going on in the world and some of the deeper questions of life and philosophy and I was really driven by justice and equality. So I studied political science when I was in college, and I did an internship in upstate New York. But I would find myself going to the rallies. I actually worked for the state education department in my internship, and I was very bored. I was actually working online because I knew how to work on computers since I was younger. So, because my dad was in the computer industry, so I did some work like writing newsletters and stuff. And I just found that I was much more interested in the people outside on the streets, like the protests,
right,
and the government. And so I was kind of in my early 20s, I was very much an activist. And I was really driven by justice and equality, because those were values that I was raised with and also that I have in my being. And so it was really that drive that eventually led me out of New York, traveling across the country, meeting people from various cultures and spiritual traditions, and Native people and rainbow people and Krishna devotees and drummers, and, you know, really found myself immersed in yoga and alternative wellness culture, alternative spiritual culture. And some of my questions started getting answered about life that I was seeking, of where energy comes from and who we are and what really matters and what's important, because the rat race wasn't fully lighting me up, right. You know? Yeah. So I was like, there's gotta be something other than like the Brady Bunch and TV. But I didn't think of it that way, but I could look back and realize that that's what it was. Like, what else? So I was always at the edge of the culture, and I did a lot of drugs when I was a teenager and in my early 20s, and LSD. And I was seeking to experience other worlds beyond this physical world. And so I found myself learning about energy and about healing and spirituality. And in that, there's a conversation that happens that's not limited by people to people. So right. You open up a conversation with the universe when you come into prayer and relationship to the natural world, and also spending time in the big open plains and in the mountains and New Mexico and in the canyons and in the desert and by the ocean, and really seeing this land, you know, that we live on, this continent, really opened up my heart and my mind, you know, outside of the box that I, you know, was raised in, the comfortable box that I was, a comfortable, safe box that I was lived in, to be at the edge of my learning and expansion. So that was really how I found myself, you know, on the journey, was just through following my dissatisfaction.
Yeah. And I feel you know, you hit like on a bunch of things, themes, if you will, that other people feel. And, you know, you probably felt it earlier than most people do. And I feel like now, I don't know if it's because we're, you know, at the dawn of a new decade, or we are just more aware of there's more to life.
Mm-hmm. And, well, we're suffering.
Yeah. And we're maybe suffering. That's what it is. Maybe it's like, I, you know, especially at this age, maybe I did buy into the American dream. I bought into the rat race, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not feeling it. And maybe we are a seeker in an undercover way versus a very like, I need to go out and explore. And
I think it has to do with suffering.
Yeah.
I think it has to do with suffering. When humans suffer, we desire liberation.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know how it is. Like, someone's like, yeah, I need to work out. It's like, okay, oh, I need to get healthy. Okay. And then they're like, oh my God, I went to the doctor. My blood pressure is 180. I have to work out now, you know?
Yeah.
Like your fear of death, or, you know, like, God, I don't know why I can't like attract a relationship. Like, and I'm so like, well, you know, how's your energy? Kind of tired, and I don't do anything fun, and I just sit home and play video games. Like, well, come on, you know, if you really want to change, you really want to have different results, then, you know, create that change. And it's almost like, especially as a coach, because I know you're a sister coach, you know, we want to coax people into freedom and joy and health and vitality. You know, my work is supporting understanding some of the deeper questions you know, around who we are and the energy and what energy is driving you and all that. But it's the same thing. It's to support people to be, to feel free, whether it's you're doing financial freedom or, you know, my thing I've been developing is energy freedom. So the energy, like the freedom to go where you want, to follow your heart, to follow your soul, to follow your desires, to follow your instincts, to follow your intuition without feeling stuck and inhibited by the world. And so when you feel enough pressure, like a diamond, you know, the diamond is polished by pressure. So when you have this suffering of like, I can't take it anymore, you know, that's when often the like spark, the desire for liberation and freedom is awakened. And if you have people that can see you and get what's going on with you, instead of just codependently validating, then you can actually make shifts into the expanded state of your joy. And that takes a lot of support these days because it isn't exactly what consumer culture in the Western world has taught. Consumer culture is quick fix.
Right.
So, you know, real transformation and healing ancestral energies and stories and beliefs that are rooted in you know, hundreds or thousands of years of human conditioning, you know, require a deep dive into who we really are, what really are we here for. And until we get to the root on that level, do we really feel like we can walk our aligned evolutionary purpose? And I don't think we have one purpose, one soul purpose, but can we live from our soul? And right. that takes a lot of work. I mean, I'm 25 years on this journey of awakening since I started opening up to realize that I'm divine and that I can heal and change the world. And yet, it's a, you know, yesterday it was a battle between do I get a green juice or a hot chocolate? You know, and it was like, just get your ass to the green juice store now. And like, that was my choice. And I was like, okay, I'm cold. It's cold, but it's green and I need it. I ate way too many bagels in New York last week. So it's green juice time, you know, and that commitment to do that. So I just want to say, as we, you know, we want to talk about, you know, suffering and creating change, that there's no arriving when everything is just, you know, dancing fairy pops on sparkly clouds. I mean, we're human. Oh.
There's so much there. So the first thing I want to talk about is that you nailed it. There's no arriving. Mm-hmm. So you talked about, you've been on this journey for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I use the word journey mm-hmm. very specifically, because do you feel that you've arrived?
Arrived where?
Right. You know, for you, like you yourself proclaim seeker. So mm-hmm. you're still on this journey. You've learned a shit ton along the journey, but you're still on the journey.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a teacher and I train teachers too. So it's just real life.
Right. So, you know, as they say, new level, new devil. So as you start to like unpack some of the early suffering, you now are ready to open another box and then another box. And then
and there's different waves, you know, there's different waves for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I always think about, you know, those Russian dolls that mm-hmm. like, you know, has like the big giant one, then it's a smaller one, like that's how I look at life, you know, like, mm-hmm. and you, most people, like you talked about the quick fix and mm-hmm. most people think like you diet, you lose the 20 pounds and those 20 pounds are never going to come back. Yeah. For those of you who've done that, and if you've kept those 20 pounds off, I want you to call me on the phone because I want to know who you are because you're a unicorn. I want to meet you.
Yeah.
But for most of us, you know, you hit that 20 pound mark and you have to learn something different. So as you unpack your suffering, your trauma, you unpack what you need to get to the next level, there's another surprise in the box that you have to now face.
Totally. Yeah. And it's different time, different rhythms, different cycles. So, you know, for women, we have specific cycles where, you know, menstruation, sexual initiation, marriage, you know, birth, death, for all of us, birth and death, but giving birth, divorce, you know, career, we have different initiations in life. And you know, we also, men also have the same kind of similar initiations. And those initiations married, you still have initiations that are there to teach you about growing and about learning to be a better version of yourself. And if you choose not to, there's no judgment in the great universe if you don't want to go down a certain rabbit hole. Just never want to give up your Kit Kat, you know. But for those people who do choose to keep going and do their cleansing physically or cleansing spiritually, any rewards that really, it really whets your appetite to stay on what we call staying on the path,
right?
You know, or staying on the journey, in the journey. So, and sometimes on the talk, I could talk about the spiritual path because that's more my areas of expertise, is spiritual work and spiritual study and spiritual practices, is that there's certain initiations that are unique to that path, just like you'll find with exercise. And they're actually parallel, physical and spiritual. They're parallel. So you've heard, like, you know, what, you know, as above, so below. So right. It's that same, it's like what's happening there is happening here is happening there. So being able to commit to, some people are stronger physically and then they don't have a spiritual relationship or they don't believe in the invisible world. Right. And some people are really spiritual and they don't care about commitment and action because they know that they're blessed no matter what. So they're right. I can do whatever I want. But what happens is when we are at the, you know this as a coach, when you're at the edge of your growth, and you're uncomfortable, you're at the edge of a breakthrough, and you could either back up and slow down, or you could break through, you could speed up and break through. And if you speed up and break through, and I'd like to say, even if you lose those 20 pounds on a cleanse, if you're doing a whole lifestyle change in addition to that cleanse, even if you gain that weight back, your good intentions and efforts and energy around being able to lose those 20 pounds is still part of you. It's become part of the template of the energy within your design. So actually it's easier the second time because you already know it within right. your matrix. And so that's what it's like in terms of ease and challenge again and again. And sometimes you might be going through, it's funny that you use the Russian doll metaphor because that's how spiritual healers, that's how we see our work, is it removes the layers of the onion. And you're actually peeling away those layers as your inner light emerges more. And things that remove those layers are things like experiences of learning about competition, about judgment, and breaking out of the need to compare yourself to others. A lot of these things are blinders in your energy field that as they lift, they actually can permanently lift where you don't see anymore through those through that lens because it's gone. But it doesn't mean you can't remember or have compassion or perception of that because you already have that in your design too. You have that in the library of your matrix of who you are. But you don't feel, you're not victimized by that. You're not stuck in that. You've made another choice. And so sometimes when we're going through those big life initiations, what happens is we may go through a very big clearing time. You need a lot of rest and you need a lot of hydration and you have to take a break from your business. Like for us, you know, you and I have talked about this, you know, like burnout, must stop, no marketing, like no public speaking. Like it's called me, Netflix, and a cup of tea and some chocolate. Peace out.
Exactly.
And then eventually you're like, all right, enough of this. Like I'm ready to exercise and go on a vacation, or I miss my friends, or, you know, something, your spirit drives you to have some experience. And sometimes people totally check out and they're like, I don't want to be in this world, which is the saddest part because they don't feel met. They don't feel seen. They don't feel loved. They don't feel trust. They don't feel connected and they have trauma. So that's where it's even more important for me and for us, you know, Kim, with this work to get out messages of hope and of love and of connection and of possibility for all of us so that we can create a world that's sustainably evolving you know, really sustainably evolving and having really strong support, connection, network, and knowing some of the answers to those deeper questions really breaks through the shield or the layers of the onion that are, they're confused, where there's a lot of confusion around how things actually work and why would this even happen. As you wake up and you do awakening work, you actually get answers to those questions. And it gives you a whole shift in perspective of how powerful humans actually are to create the results that you actually want. So that's why I, you know, you and I have met is one of the many, many reasons is like this coaching work and the personal transformation work that's so rampant right now. So rampant that if you're not doing it, it's going to piss you off because you're going to be like, what do they think they are? And if you are doing it, it might piss you off because maybe you're still dealing with your issues of competition and maybe they think there's not enough. So leaning into life will definitely bring up your issues, but are you equipped to navigate through those issues and how do you cope when your issues come up? And yeah. I feel like if your listeners can get clarity and inspiration on that, our job is done.
Yeah. You know, it's there's like, again, like so much stuff. All right. So I want to go back to that feeling of transformation. And I think that's what a lot of people feel, that, you know, be it, you know, that there's more, be it that maybe you are in a life transition. Maybe you are, you know, going through a divorce. Maybe you're going through, your kids are, you know, now grown and on their own. Maybe it's just like, you just feel that there's more, you know, there's that, like, you just feel like you're standing on this cliff and you don't know what's next.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a little bit for me, you know, I've been an entrepreneur for 10 years and, you know, when I first started this journey, I was always corporate. So, you know, on the 15th and the 31st, I got a paycheck. And so that was a big transformation for me. And I know that that's when I had to start really looking outside of fixed, tangible things I could touch and see and really go inside and find my belief in myself. Because when I kept looking outside, I kept finding comparison and it was pissing me right the fuck off.
Mm-hmm. What were you comparing?
Well, you know, you see the same thing and we all see the same thing. We see, you see someone who lost 20 pounds without really trying. You saw someone who started a business yesterday and now they're, you know, they're a millionaire. You know, you see someone who, you know, went on Bumble for the first time and now they're getting married in 6 months. And you see, you're like,
Right.
And it was that kind of like me being on that like edge of saying, you know what, if I keep looking at all of this bullshit, I'm never getting anywhere. And that was my first kind of, you know, the first book I ever kind of really kind of expanded me beyond my, you know, material world, if you will, was the book The Secret. And it was just more about belief, that it was like, if you decide, you get clear, you can have it. And I was like, what the hell is this talking about? And it was, you know, for people listening, like, that was like, I was very fixed. I was like, no fucking way. I'm like, this does not work. This is total bullshit. I love me some Oprah, but she's selling bullshit right now. And eventually, you know, through this work, through really taking a deep breath and realizing that there's more to it than what I could physically see and what will, like, you know, most people think when you manifest or you're spiritual, like, it happens bada boom, bada boom, bing. No. It's a process.
It is a process. And, you know, that's what we do at the school that I started with clients and with programs. It's really learning what is required to manifest. And The Secret's good. It's a good start, but there's a lot of pieces that are missing. It doesn't talk about how to clear your energy. It doesn't talk about what energies are running the show. It teaches you how to redirect your intention to what you want and to start to vibrate with it. But there's things that are often in the way that if you're not aware of them, they're not going to go anywhere. Yeah. And until you have a breakthrough, are you going to shed that dynamic? So the danger with just manifesting by just focusing on what you want is that you could be bypassing what we call bypassing, which is just going right to like if you ask someone, how are you? And they're like, I'm awesome, everything's great. And you're like, really? You don't feel great, sound great, or look great. Like,
right.
You don't believe me. Like, and they're like, no, everything's awesome. And they're always really positive. Yeah, good, thanks. Cool. Things are great. You know, men and women, you know, can do this. Yeah, just life's beautiful. It's like, are you sure? You know?
Right.
And that's that could be, you might not be able to be as clearly in the resonance of what you want if you're still holding on to the things that are in the way of having what you want, and you won't know what those things are with your mind alone. They're not just mental. We are mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual beings. And so if you're ignoring one of those energy bodies, you're not going to be able to maximize your potential. I don't care what anybody says. You're just not. You're just not. And it doesn't mean that you can't be happy or healthy or whatever, you know, living a 3D life, but you're not accessing as much as you could to have, to really have freedom. We're talking about liberation and freedom of knowing who you are and not feeling limited by your shit, but acknowledging that shit exists. We need to acknowledge and honor the challenges and the beliefs and the things that are in the way. Need to learn how to honor them, how to work with, you know, your heart, how to work with the template of your potential. All these things are really key to manifest, you know, vision. Those are the things that you, there's actually four things. If you want, I can talk about that.
What are the four things, my dear?
Okay, there's actually four things that are really key to help people if they're standing on a cliff and don't know. Well, let's not, I don't know, standing on a cliff, if to jump, not to jump, I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, so how about new metaphor? How about we say, like, you're standing in front of the forest and sometimes you get so bogged down in your shit, you can't see the trees. You can't see the forest for the trees.
Can't see the forest and the trees, and you don't know what path to take. You know, there's a bunch of paths there and you can't make decisions. Which is one of the things I love about my work is that it really helps people get their own guidance. And a lot of people really just need a lot of love and validation.
Yep.
It really, like, the work really comes down. Spiritual life and spiritual work, like we were talking about that before, earlier before the podcast. spiritual life is really about love. It's really about the heart. If you go deeply into all kinds of spiritual traditions and religions, Christ, Mother Mary, Magdalene, indigenous cultures from all directions and all races, you will be pointed to the heart. And so one of the keys to finding your vision is the heart. But first we want to look at really honoring yourself and your feelings, your needs, your beliefs, what works, what doesn't work. And then before that, and I'll say this, I'm saying reverse, I'll say it forward also, is connecting to the earth and Mother Earth and really getting that. Everything in your life comes from Mother Earth, everything. And to feel connection and to feel support, root chakra issues, it's foundational for you to be able to have the strength energetically to work with clearing yourself and getting present to be able to access your vision. And so I've done a bunch of different kinds of vision training, but in our school, what I do is I teach people how to work with the earth and their bodies, which includes physical, the fitness, and, you know, it includes whatever fitness choice you make or how your coach helps you and how you eat and your, you know, diet and lifestyle. And then your feeling body. Do you know what your feeling body is telling you? Learning how to decode what your feelings mean and what the energy you feel means. If you walk in a space and you feel contracted, what is that? Why is that there? It's there as guidance for you.
Right.
And in manifesting your vision, that's a lot of the secret, is tuning into the good feeling of it, the fulfillment of it in the future. But there's also parts where it doesn't feel good. What do you do with that? So in the school, those are the first two. And the third one is self-love, and really working with loving, unconditional love. Tapping into the frequency of unconditional love within your own heart. How to do that, how the mystics did that and taught that, and what that path is, so that you can love yourself. And once you love yourself, you can love other people authentically outside of codependency. And then comes clearing, how to clear all the shit, all the stuff, how to detox your energy field that may be still being run by unconscious ancestral beliefs, limitations, etc. And then from there, okay, then open up to vision and start asking the right questions from your intuition, from your guides. Outside of the mind, the thinking mind, vision comes from spirit. Vision comes from inspiration, you can say, not from thinking about it.
And you're right. And, you know, that was one of, you know, the things I needed to really step away from was being so cerebral. Mm-hmm. And really thinking that, you know, 1 + 1 had to always equal 2. Mm. And sometimes it doesn't.
No, sometimes it's 11.
Right. And you have to be, and you have to be okay with that and know that, and have that inner like belief that like, what's meant for you won't pass you by.
Love it. Yeah. Yeah. That's big. I was feeling that before what you were saying in the comparison part, because in that story, if that's a belief that we're looking at, other people have what I don't have, why don't I have?
Yeah.
You know, is that, you know, there's a thought, like I've even noticed for myself, like, oh, well, people seem to, like I have friends that are making a lot of money right now through some affiliate marketing and it's specific programs that you join and I'm not drawn to them. I'm not drawn to those programs. But I see people I know that are going, I'm going to make a million. I'm like, that's cool for you. Like, I don't need to make a million. Like, whatever, maybe, but whatever. Yeah, I'll make.
You won't turn it down, but that's not your path to make $1 million.
My goal is to have more than I need so I could stay in a healthy flow of giving and receiving. And to have the lifestyle that I want and to do travel and teach and be healthy and happy and have land and live in the mountains. I mean, I have specific things that, but.
Right. But for but you, anyway, your path the there isn't affiliate marketing.
It doesn't matter what your goals. Yeah. I got myself a little distracted there with whether or not I want a million, but thank you for finding me to be open to it. Yes. Yes. But the thing is, you know, like I just can't, I'm not getting a yes on that particular path. And so where can my energy open? And what happens, it's kind of magic. Like what does feel amazing?
Right.
You know, this podcast, like, yeah, I'll do a podcast with you. I love talking with you. We have great connection. Sure. We got so much to say and share. And yes, 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 yes. Right. So that feels good. But it also means that in relation to say the affiliate program, I don't have to be contracted around that either. Because if you're picking and choosing what to open to in your path, you know, there's other energies that might come in. And if you're not contracting in relation to them, you're actually in an energy freedom field. And so that's a thing that I train people in too. It's how to have your energy really be open and not put up walls for things that are your no, but still stay focused on your path. That's really leadership.
For
empaths. I think get overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think a lot of people get fixated in that. So let's stick on the path of like affiliate marketing. And for those of you guys who don't know what that is, that's basically you promote a product or service of someone else's, and they give you some type of compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some type of compensation for doing that. Now, if that doesn't resonate with you, you could be throw those walls up. I think the biggest thing I hear about people say it's like network marketing, right? A lot of people will be like, oh, network marketing. And their wall will just go right on up. And they won't even be open to hear about a different way. You know, they might be like, well, affiliate marketing is network marketing. And they might just like immediately just shut down, where what you're saying is, you know, maybe right now you're not feeling it. And so you're not closing the door. You're leaving the door open a crack. But for right now, it's not how you feel that's going to make you excited.
But it's a guidance. Like, so if it's a guidance, if something just is a no, it's a no, that's it. You know, that's it. If something, but people, we need to understand where we get our energy from. So where do you get your energy from? Do you get your energy from resisting?
Yeah.
And, you know, everything is contraction and expansion in this physical, in the manifested world. You know, everything is, you know, it's both, like just to go to the bathroom or breathe. There's a contraction and an expansion. So is that bad that I don't feel like joining this particular program or working with this person or dating that person or having sex with this person or whatever? No, it's guidance.
Right.
Honor that. Learn to honor your guidance. Learn to honor. So that's something to offer your listeners. The spiritual aspect is a whole nother exploration. You know, spiritual guidance is a whole nother conversation, but it parallels it. Same thing. If you're aligning your energy in your body alone with health, vitality, with finding your yes, and learning basic spiritual tools and ways to pray and connect with the natural world is very easy and magical. You start to telepath with squirrels. No joke.
And I'm laughing because in my office, I'm looking out the window and there's squirrels like running across my roof right now. So I'm just like,
did I do that?
I'm like, did you bring them to my window?
No, I just intuited. I just it came out of nowhere. I don't know. There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
This is one of the reasons why I love Naraini is because even like when you feel crazy, and some like when I first started my entrepreneurial journey, I felt crazy a lot of the times. And it wasn't until I really kind of started to hook into spirituality. And it's not like the thing about spirituality, it's not me like, you know, reading every Gabby Bernstein book out there, even though I think she's amazing. That's not it. It's taking all of the information and applying it. You know, Naraini talks greatly about you have to get grounded to the earth. And as soon as you get grounded, then like, you're like, whoa, that's what she meant. And that's how I felt like after finally, like took me probably about 5 years after reading The Secret to go back and reread it and be like, okay, now I see the holes. Now I see why I was disenfranchised.
Well, and also think about those teachers from The Secret are 20, 30, 40 year practitioners.
Right.
So, you know, it takes you some experience to start to sense and hear. And we get what we resonate with. You know, you can have, I read the whole post this morning. You sent me the email, get ready by doing this for the podcast. I was like, okay. And then I read the second time, like 3 hours later, once I was fully awake and a little caffeinated, I was like, oh, she answered all my questions. I didn't even see it. You know, it's just this, but it was there the whole time.
Right.
I was also a little like feeling a little stressed. So it wasn't as clear, you know, so it's you are creating you are resonating with your experience, what you're resonating to and with how you are determines your experience and how you express yourself and how you walk about in the world, how you walk on the journey. Yeah.
This is true. So if someone were like, they're like, okay, this has been a great conversation. How would you recommend someone to start? You know, they feel like they're at the beginning of the woods, mm-hmm. and they're ready to pick their path. Like, what would you recommend someone to, a place for someone?
Well, first you want to name, like, what are you starting? Like, just putting words to your seeking journey. Like, are you seeking truth? Are you seeking to find the meaning of your life? Are you seeking to figure out who you are? A lot of times it's difficult to even name what you want because the people around you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
True.
So absolutely, you know, reaching out to people like us, of course, you know, going to my site and finding me, you know, reaching out to people that you feel like are maybe older than you or elders or just always help at like, always feel like they see you and they lift you up and they get you. That's really key to working through confusion because what happens early on the spiritual journey is that there's just confusion because refocusing how you perceive and shifting your perception from being a human with everything you've been conditioned into something else and you don't quite know yet what that other else is. So you want to walk with people or get guidance and support from people who have walked that journey, who have dove in deep into the esoteric questions of life's purpose and meaning and wisdom, you know, and follow what lights you, follow what inspires you, follow. You want to read about chakras, go read about chakras. You want to see a secret movie, great. You know, I have people, most of the people that work with me, they're like, I didn't get half the shit you said, but like, I just feel drawn to connect. Like, I'd say that's about 90% of the people who hire me, either in my school or privately, then because I work sometimes privately with people. It's just like that. They're like, I heard this one thing and that really resonated, but then I just wanted to know more. I'm like, okay, let's sift through that. What do you want?
Yeah.
You know, and then one-on-one coaching and personal support. Okay, I could give you a free web class. I can send you a free book. I could, you know, do this, but it's the relationship with people that seem to have something that you also want to have that could be very helpful, you know? And it's also a way to take a jealousy or you know, I want what they have, but I don't have it, into a healthy relationship. Like, okay, that person's able to take off like that much weight. Maybe ask them how they did it.
Right.
Hello. Yeah. Like, you're like, you lost 20, call me, you know?
Yeah.
Open and notice what's running the show. Are you afraid? Are you going to not act because you're afraid? You know, what is at the edge of your growth? Because spiritual path is not easy. Waking up is not a t-shirt that says, I am woke, are you?
Right.
The spiritual path is about shifting your perception that you're human into that you're a spiritual being having a human experience. And once you know that, how to navigate how you live in the world, balancing your inner and outer life. And the spiritual path is a rich inner journey that doesn't have to separate you to be a monk on a mountain. That in these days, there's enough people that are waking up and that are loving to support the collective awakening that wants to happen to keep our planet alive, really.
Yeah.
Long answer. Was that a good first step, or that was like four steps?
Yeah. But I think, you know, if we were to unpack that, the first thing, and it's what I talk about on the regular basis, the first step is clarity. You know, like clearly define what are you seeking. And even if it doesn't have to be this like full, you know, like, you know, sitting on a mountain type and being struck by lightning. It doesn't have to be that. It could be just what I felt, that like, I know if I keep comparing myself to other people, it's going to be a long fucking road. And so that was how my journey started. So think about, you know, if like Narayani said, if there's someone who has something that you want, like that was the first thing my first coach ever taught me. She's like, who has what you want and what the hell are they doing? Like it's basic. It's like, you know, it's like if you see someone who's doing exactly what you want to do, be like, what the fuck are you doing? And if it's something that resonates with you, is ethical, you do it.
Mm-hmm. Do it. Yeah. Even if you're scared.
Yeah. And that's the other thing is do it when I'm scared. And I think my spirituality came because I was scared. And so I needed something to kind of like hook into that when my fear was keeping me from moving my feet, I could be like, okay, if I want this, I got to move I got to go.
Absolutely. And
and that can be applied to anything, my weight, my relationships, you know, money, family, you know, love, all of it. If you want something, you gotta take the action. You have to decide and you have to go.
Yeah. I think something that I could say before that's coming, that's I'm reminded of is really, it's really about love.
Yeah.
So like follow your heart. And your heart will never, the heart does not lie.
No, it doesn't.
Love is what we're made of. It's a worldview. You know, I think it was Einstein who said, you know, the biggest question you'll ever have to ask is the universe a friendly place?
Mm.
So when I start working with people, I offer them to adopt that mindset and see what happens. The universe is a friendly place.
I like that. I like that a lot.
And so what would love do? What would love say? You can't go wrong if you follow your heart.
Yeah.
So that's really the first thing.
I absolutely love that. So Narayani, you've dropped so much knowledge on these people. They're probably like, all right, this girl is exactly what you said. Like there's more to the conversation. So where can people find you? Where are you hanging out these days in the interwebs?
Sure. Yeah. There's a bunch of things happening there. There's a new YouTube station for Awakened Life School. Yeah. Don't have the link right here, but look for it. It's basically,
yeah, I'll put up link everything she's talking about. I will link in the show notes, my friend.
Yeah, so it's a TV show, and then so follow when we're doing that from my downtown office here in Santa Cruz, California, which is interviewing spiritual teachers, healers, people that have been leading other people in alternative healing lifestyle and personal transformation for a long time, different leaders. And also I'll be doing one-on-one coaching. So you'll see, you know, what it's like to go through transformational work in a private session. So I have some people that I'll be coaching live. And then I have Facebook. So it's, what is it? I think it's just facebook.com/ Narayani Gaia, G-A-I-A. And then I do have a free gift for this community, which is, it's actually about having energy freedom. So it's specifically for people that are empaths and are sensitive. I work a lot with people that are energy aware, but they get overwhelmed by that they feel so much and they shut down. So this particular class is how to break through the walls that you might feel like you have to put up because of toxic relationships, and to have energy freedom in your life and not be so affected, but to actually affect the world energetically. And there's some good meditations, and that's a free gift, and that's at awakenlifeschool.com/free-gift. And you have to put the dash in there, free-gift, and you can sign up and get that free masterclass that I recorded this past year around boundaries. So it's a juicy offering.
Awesome. And yeah, boundaries are always a juicy topic, because I think a lot of us, we really need to always make sure we're working on creating them and reinforcing them as well.
I actually have a whole nother way. I don't actually work to put up strong boundaries. It's actually more about expanding and vibrating your field to a higher frequency.
Awesome.
So that you're not blocking yourself. Like, I'm open here, I'm closed here, I'm open there, so that you can stay in more healthy expansion. So that's specifically for the empaths. But yeah, anyone can reach out to me, send me a note, say hi if you want to connect. I'm available.
Awesome. So This has been such a great conversation. I want to thank you so much for your time. And Magic Makers, you know, feel free to reach out to her. Like, she's just a wealth of knowledge. I mean, she can go down all about visualization. She can talk about meditation. So many things that she is talented in. So I want to thank you again so much for your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kim. It was great. We're just getting started.
I know, we're totally just getting started. So feel free to follow Narayani on Facebook.
Oh, I'm on Instagram too.
Oh, and Instagram. And I will put the link to her show, her YouTube show, in the show notes. And thank you so much. And Magic Makers, have an amazing rest of your day.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.